Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
The first step towards success is the willingness to listen. I'm finished. I got many more. I'm closing. I learned one thing from Oprah. She said, always lead while they're applauding. And that's what I think many preachers don't know. Overstay their welcome. And all while they were getting applauded and standing ovations, they just kept on preaching until they preached them to death. And then they get mad 4 hours later while nobody's standing up clapping. So I learned right now, you all are on fire. You all are standing up and you all are clapping. So I'm going to leave while there's a standing ovation. But before I do, I'm going to leave you with this last thing about managing your mind. Your mouth. What? How's she talking about the mouth when she's talking about the mind? Use your mouth. Use your mouth to master your mind.
Yes, God.
Use your mouth to master your mind. You become what you think. Somebody repeat after me.
I think.
So you got to picture your health. Matter of fact, repeat after me. Say,
I will picture my prosperity.
I will picture my happy marriage. I will picture me as an overcomer.
Hallelujah.
I will picture me as being victorious.
I will picture me as being victorious.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have to become what you think. The people, if you notice, that are always on a merry-go-round in life and stagnant, listen to their language. They usually confess and prophesy over themselves. Listen to it. Find somebody. We all know somebody. I promise you, you can do this in the next 3 days. We all know somebody that's depressed and has been depressed for years. Talk to them, and I guarantee you will identify their prophecy. You can prophesy over your life. They prophesy over themselves by saying, it's never going to get better. It's always something. I'm always going through. I have no money. I don't know how long I'm going to have this job. They always fire me. No, there's no man out here. There's no good women out here. There's no relationship. Oh, why even try? They are prophesying and decreeing over themselves. So guess what? Their decrees are their pictures. They are picturing themselves lonely, broke, in poverty, jobless, homeless. They are picturing themselves not in love and committed relationships.
This is good, my God.
I hope somebody.
Amen.
That's why people love me, and I have to be aware of that. See, it's not a mystery why people gravitate to me. Everyone gravitates towards something positive, but I have to be aware, because sometimes you get people that are like magnets that want to leech onto you because they don't want to learn what you learn. They want to suck your joy because they don't know how to implement joy and institute joy in their own life. See, those type of people, I got to peel off of my skin, because you're sucking the blood out of me. When you don't want to become
my Lord, my God.
And this is for my leaders. This is to my leaders and my leaders in training. Be aware of the leeches. See, I don't mind if you coming close to me because you want to learn how I got to be so joyful. You're a student. You're a learner. You're open. I don't mind. I'll give you access to me. But the moment that I start telling you how and what I did to create the atmosphere of joy in my life, and then I see you're not implementing it, but you keep coming to me to make it better. You keep coming to me when you make your boo-boos to come and turn around your life and make it for the good. When you're the one that just want to stay on the phone with me so that I can patty cake you, you almost want me to breastfeed you.
Jesus.
You got the wrong one.
Yes.
And you will lose access.
Amen.
You will lose access to me quickly.
Yes.
I will cause people to lose access to me. But I'm telling you, you honor me by 8 a.m. If you dishonor me by noon, you're out of my life. I don't tolerate it. You know why? Because who I get access to is ultimately a part of the bigger plan of me managing my mind. And if I give access to lunatics, to bipolarism, if I give access to backstabbers, you're going to ultimately impact how I'm able to manage my mind. I can't do it.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I love my mind better, more than you.
Yes.
Over it. I'm telling you, because probably none of you all never heard a pastor talk this strong or this raw, but it's the truth. Because if I allow you to mess up how I manage my mind, you're just one person. God has called me to thousands.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes. So in ratio, why would I allow one or two or three stupid people, one or two or three knuckleheads to make up my joy, my happiness.
I know that's not possible. Jesus, thank you.
To mess up my picture that I have of my health and my prosperity and my happy marriage and my overcoming and my victorious. Why would I allow three people to mess up what I'm supposed to deliver to nations?
Yes,
Jesus.
Amen.
My God.
Gotta get it. Someone gotta get it. Closing. So when you control your thoughts, when you control your life, because if you control your thoughts, you control your life. Know that God is going to bless you. It's gonna be like a miracle. Manifestations out of nowhere are going to start popping up because you're decreeing, and not just decreeing, but now your mind has come in alignment and subject to what you're decreeing. Your faith and your belief is strong. You're supporting the word of God. You say, Apostle April, what scripture should I use to support my mind? Well, I always say the most obvious. There's many hundreds of scriptures, but the most obvious is Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report.
Yes, Lord.
If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Yes.
Visualize what you want to materialize.
Yes.
Did someone catch that? Visualize. What you want to materialize. You are well, especially from this phone call, especially from this service. You are well on your way to accomplishing your uncommon dream when you develop mind management. Prophetess Dana, she had a scripture. And then she talked a little bit afterwards, and she said, I'm going to prophesy over you. God is resurrecting this. He's resurrecting that. But, after she told you that, guess what? God said, now I'm going to teach you how it can resurrect. See, because a lot of people think that they can stay in their dirt, in their mess, and do the same type of thing, and then all of a sudden God's going to resurrect everything for you. Things don't just fall in your lap. You got to put some work into it.
Yes,
get your mind under control.
That's right.
Get your mind under control. Quit being impatient. Quit being anxious. Quit being a know-it-all. Quit being somebody that is unteachable. Quit being lazy. Quit. Stop having a spirit of apathy. Get in the Word of God. Meditate on His Word. Start speaking out loud. Let me tell you something. Before I moved into my beautiful place, before we moved to Florida, all of my ceiling, when I would lay on my back, guess what? I had scriptures on the wall. The scriptures that most that impacted my life, that encouraged me. I was going through a tough time. God was making me and making me strong. I didn't know why, but I know now, and I'm thankful for it.
Eventually,
you'll get so strong in your mind that you actually can form and mean when you say to the Lord, thank you for my trial.
Thank you,
Lord.
Some
of us are not that mature. Some of us are still whining and complaining. But when you get mature enough and when you realize that it's bigger than you, so stop taking it personal, then you start saying, God, I thank you for the storm. I thank you for the trial. I thank you for the tribulation.
Yeah.
Making of me. It is to make me strong. You are giving me something to say when I open up my mouth to the masses.
Yes, God. Yes.
So what do you do?
Amen.
You got to post scriptures on the wall that you look at the most, on your ceiling, you lay on your back. If you got a habit where you play scriptures audibly on a CD, you got to make your environment.
Yes, Lord.
Make your environment where it equips you to be a winner in your mind. See, I realize that a lot of people aren't doing what they need to do to keep their mind under management. And then what happens is you want to run to the leader and you want them to decree, declare, pray. You want them to speak and prophesy for 2 hours so that you can finally feel good by the end of the call.
Yes, yes.
You know what I tell people to do?
Amen.
Sure, we can speak a word over you. Matter of fact, the word is waiting on you. Go to www.kci.world. And then it really lets me know if you really are pursuing peace. Leaders, when people come to you after you have spent hours praying, after you have spent hours decreeing and declaring on a call or in service, and then they want you to have a Holy Ghost deliverance service just for them, don't you tire yourself out.
If you have recorded
your demonstrations and your revelations and your teachings, you send them on an assignment of pursuit. And that will disclose their heart unto you. If they pursue it, if they go that very instant and they watch it or listen to it, you know that they're serious. They can gain more access to you. But for the people that want you to make it all better, like you're a magician, like you're a genie, then put them on an assignment. And when you have given them instructions and 2 days later they want to come back and cry on your shoulder, you can ask them, have you done what the prophet told you to do?
All right, Mom.
And when they start saying, I was, but the baby cried. I was, but then my mama called. I was, but then my boyfriend and I got in an argument. When they start doing that, that's when you know it, they're serious. Because you know what I say? Because, that gets done to me a lot. I said, well, the baby cried for 72 hours?
Man.
You've been arguing for 72 hours? My God, I'm calling the police right now.
Amen.
No, General. We only argued, but then he left an hour later. So then I say,
Yes.
We talked, and I gave you the instruction around 1:30. You argued until 2:30. So what did you do from 2:30 all the way up until the time you went to bed? You couldn't listen to 45 minutes? You couldn't listen to 45 minutes that would change your life?
Jesus.
So, okay. God has given me a spirit of love. That day was bad. So what about the second day?
Amen. Amen.
See, when I started, that I did. I broke my toe. I was in the ER. I found out my auntie had cancer. I said, I'm so sorry to hear about your auntie having cancer. Where does she live? We can pray for her. Well, she lives in California. What? So you live in Georgia. Your auntie lives in California. And did you go? Like, you, oh, my gosh, are you okay? Because you drove all the way to California, because I know that's why you weren't able to listen to it. You were driving all night long in a fury to be able to hold your auntie in your arms. No, Apostle, I just talked to her for about 30 minutes, and I said I would be praying for her.
Yes.
I woke up. I woke up around 9 o'clock. When did you talk to your auntie? Well, she called me around 11. You talked to her for 30 minutes. So from 11:30 all the way to the end of the day, what were you doing?
What was you doing?
By then, I've already know what the game is. Now I'm just exposing stupidity because I like that. It makes me laugh.
Amen.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.